morning, good afternoon, good evening, B-Fan Podcast. Thank you for tuning in as always. Thank you for giving me your time. Today I'm here with
Zaria.
And actually, hold on. We got Kyle.
What's going on, y'all?
Kyle, tell us a little bit something about yourself. Nothing crazy, though. You ain't got to do nothing.
My name is Kyle. I'm about to be a sophomore at USC with Austin. And summertime right now, you know, we over here.
Grinding.
East Side. Podcast Central.
Yeah. And what you studying, Kyle? I never know. No, you in law, right?
Yeah, I'm a legal studies major right now.
Yeah.
I'm about to add a minor, though, in business finance.
Oh, yeah, you get into the pay.
Trying, you know.
Zari, give us a little update. It's been about 6 months.
Yeah.
Since Human Understanding Part 2.
Yeah.
So go for it.
Update. So a lot has changed, but a lot hasn't.
Right.
I feel like now I'm officially declared in my major, so public health science and data science. So that's cool at the University of Michigan. got a few different internships since then, learned a lot. But I learned a lot, most importantly, from life.
Yeah.
So like I've been like in a restful period.
Okay.
Real reflection.
No, I don't like downplay like the internships. Like low key said, like where was they at?
Okay, so I had one with the city council, the city of Detroit. So working with the council president, that was really cool. Understanding like local politics and local government and what we need.
Yeah.
I also got an internship with the state of Michigan, learning the student aid process and
can you fix
access.
It?
I could try. We're working.
All right.
We're working. We're cooking.
Y'all cooking? Y'all balling?
We cooking.
Y'all not cooking, bro.
Yeah. No, like, they just came out with a free community college student for anybody.
For anybody. No matter where you from?
No matter where they're from. No matter how much money their parents make. So that's dope.
That's tough. All right. I guess I can give a little update or something. Since the last, like, few episodes, like, I feel like here and there I've been dropping a couple episodes just to get them out. I haven't been, like, lazy this summer. I just really ain't had much to say or, like, you know, I really is one of those learning periods that you got to sort of go through.
Yeah.
That I be talking about sometimes where it's like you got to dip off for you got to dip off for a few months or just to get your thoughts together, collect stuff. Because I didn't want to start recording episodes this summer and keep repeating myself. Cause that's one thing I do not want to do is like continuously repeat myself. Because then you got no reason to listen to anybody or, you know, hear what they got to say, because he just going to say the same thing over and over again. Yeah. And what I really wanted to do is, you know, just boom, check me out. Look how I've been grinding. Look how I've been, you know, moving, getting everything together. And a lot of why I haven't been on is because, dog, I haven't even, like, been in the country or like that. I think I've been in the country. I've been out of the country more than I've been in the country this summer, which is, like, really fun. Like, first I went to Spain with the University of Southern California, and that was really cool in terms of, like, get my first little taste outside of America. You know what I'm saying? I'm proud to be from Detroit and in America. Mm-hmm. But to be out in other countries and see how they operate, oh, it's good, JT, to see how other people operate, it's really important in terms of, like, understanding how to move and how to add on to my character.
Yeah.
And Spain, for sure, was, like, a laid-back country. Like, you know, we in America, we used to, like, moving around. Kyle know, because he from New York. That's like one of the fastest cities out. And then we go to school in L.A., and then me and you from Detroit. So it's like, we understand what fast pace is like. Mm-hmm. When you get over there, everything slow down, bro. They not waking up in the morning early for work at 7 a.m. No, that's dead. Everybody getting up at 9, 10 o'clock. If you want a meeting or, like, if you want to do a tour with them, like a company, and you say, like, 8 o'clock, they looking at you like you crazy because nobody's going to be up. They stay out all night, and they actually enjoy, like, quality time. So I feel like putting that on my own resume in terms of, like, building within myself and how to sort of move when it comes to certain situations, that really helped. And then when I got back from Spain, I stayed in Detroit for a couple weeks. And then I went to England. And England, it was smooth. But the way I was living out there, it was a different type of lifestyle. Like, my boy Karin, my bad. I be putting the little black lingo and shit. Karin, my boy Karin, I stayed with him. That's like one of my best friends. That's like my brother, dog. And I was out there for about 2 weeks just living a new lifestyle. We was on the countryside of, like, England. So we was in England in the countryside. And then, boom, we come down to the city. So I'm seeing two different perspectives in a world I've never been in. So it was just, everything was always so exciting to see or to do. And then, I sort of started to see my life fall in front of me. Instead of me, like, running from it, it was in front of me. So now I'm able to just see and get straight to it. There's not a lot of thinking that I do anymore. I just sort of, I go with the flow, but I understand when I got to intervene. I think that's a good little summary. So what was we talking about last episode?
I honestly don't remember.
All right. Well, this episode's topic is going to be sort of figuring it out. And not just figuring it out, like in dire need times, but like sort of letting things figure themselves out. So what position have you been in where you got to sort of let things figure themselves out, or you just had to figure something out just because?
I feel like when it came down to like a lot of different stuff, when it came down to my finances, had to figure some stuff out. When it came down to really that independence, that transition into a true young adulthood, mm-hmm. taking care of myself, paying for cash, paying bills, and then trying to time manage everything. It's just been a lot of figuring out, and it's been a lot of trial, and it's been a lot of error, a lot of error. But like, I learned so much from the error, so it's been cool. It's been calm.
Mm-hmm.
The last 6 months, I feel like I haven't been I haven't been grinding.
You've been grinding.
I've been grinding, but it don't feel like I've been grinding.
Well, because it's natural now.
It's so natural.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't over plan. It's just like, it's going to happen.
Yeah, to interject in that, I don't think people understand. Like, things don't have to be as difficult as we make them out to be. Like, everything has a simple solution. Like, so sometimes I think of doing stuff and I'll be like, bruh, I got to do it the most outrageous way, or it got to be some big bang. But mm-hmm. that's what movies and TV shows is for, all them climaxes and stuff. But really, the solutions to your everyday problems is, like, extremely simple. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying it's easy, mm-hmm. because simple is different than easy. Yeah. Simple is, like, it's steps to do it, and then now you just got to do it.
Yeah.
Easy is just, like, pick something up. Like, it can be easy, but no. It don't have to be crazy. Like, just getting to it is just how it sounds. That's what it is. Just getting straight to it. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. It's no, I got to go this way or do that first. It's straightforward.
Yeah.
All right.
So, making it through, pushing it through. What's, like, your advice on, like, what's the most important thing to making it through?
To making it through what?
Like, just life.
Life in general?
In general.
Okay, I was saying
How do you make it through? Like, what's your number one, like?
Now?
What you stand by?
Sort of, like, not overreacting. Okay. And, like, sort of, like, you got to let everything play out first. Because one thing I have noticed is that a lot of the times I do react, I don't even have all the, you know, pieces to the puzzle.
All it's the
like, yeah, it's like I'm just pulling puzzle pieces out trying to put a piece together. I ain't even got everything in. It's like mm-hmm. trying to build a car and I don't got all the pieces yet.
Yeah.
It's like, well, like with any project, it's like trying to build a project, whatever it may be, and I don't have all the pieces yet. Now I'm just putting stuff together. Let me just wait till everything get in, mm-hmm. double check everything again, track all my shipments, make sure I got them, mm-hmm. sit them out. You know what I'm saying? Do the tedious work first. Like a lot of times nobody want to do the tedious work. It's sort of like prepping your kitchen before you cook.
Yeah.
A lot of people just want to get into cooking.
Yeah.
But you got to prep the kitchen before you cook. You know, sit everything out, make sure you got everything. That way you can see it ahead of time. So a big thing in life now is sort of let everything sort of play out first.
Yeah.
And then once it play out, watch how you react. Because you don't have you don't got all the pieces. So it's like, boom, this is right here in front of me. This is what I can do. This is how I can move. And then you got to leave room for chance. Like I was saying on the way here, like, we're supposed to be here at what? Kyle, what time are we supposed to be here? Like
12:30.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's already 1:30, you know what I mean? So it's like, get there, but like, in terms of planning, try to build in those kinks. You know what I'm saying? Once you get a plan and you expect everything to go to plan right then and there, mm-hmm. it's sort of like you're setting yourself up for failure. Because now you got this expectation that everything going to be perfect.
Yeah.
And then once something go wrong, you going to be, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to react. But if you sit there and let the kinks work in, I'm like, all right, we supposed to get there about 12:30, say the bus, hit traffic. we don't get there till so-and-so. And then when we get there, we got to expect that not everything going to be set up. You know what I mean? So we got to let that, you know, play itself out. So we ain't going to be starting until, like, 115. I said the whole thing. So it's like, you got to be able to not see into the future all the way, but understand that things are going to happen.
And make room for it.
Yeah, and then you just move accordingly.
Yeah.
And then that way, if you already made the room for it, you don't got to worry about making it later.
Yeah.
And even if everything goes perfectly, at least you made the extra room. At least you got the extra space to, like, do stuff. Yeah. Wait, did that answer the question of, like, how do you...
Just lay it out and just let it come to you and gather all the information first before you act. That's real. And that's hard for, like, a lot of overthinkers.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Go on tour. Are you an overthinker yourself?
I feel like I'm transitioning now. Like, life comes to me. But, like, at first I used to hyperventilate over every little thing. And now it's just, like, I don't know what I'm going to do today. And that's okay.
Right.
You know, my plans define me.
Mm-hmm.
But it takes a lot of patience and a lot of surrendering to do that. And that's hard.
Like, what type of surrender? What type of patience?
Like, surrendering your plans to the universe, basically. Like, hey, I want to do this. I want to get this accolade. I want to get this title. But I might not go about it the same way it's typically, or I thought I was going to go about it. So literally just surrendering your self-made plans. And, you know, you go get the outcome eventually. And if you didn't get the outcome, it wasn't meant for you. And being okay with that. It's cool with that. It's okay.
If it is to be, it'll be. Like, straight like that. Nothing else is going, you know.
Yeah, it is what it is. It's, like, a really good saying.
Yeah, and not even in a... See, people, like I was saying, I forgot what I was saying. It's like being nonchalant. It's not nonchalantness. Is I don't know. It's different, but it's sort of you got to play that role in terms of, all right, it is what it is. This is how I got to get there. Okay, that didn't work out. What's the next step to action? You being boastful about, you know, this didn't happen. You yelling and stuff. It's not really gonna get you anywhere far. It's not gonna get you anywhere at all.
It's just gonna get you a whole bunch of stress hormones.
Yeah.
Not a good feeling inside.
You don't want to be feeling like that. It's bad to feel like that. But,
yeah,
man, actually, it's been fun this summer. Just because I was saying to my little cousin, Henri, that I'm growing that hustle gene. You know what I'm saying? When you from Detroit, I'm pretty sure the same way in New York. Kyle, you be having to grind.
Oh, yeah. Get to it.
So, yeah, I feel like New York and Detroit, they overlapping those things in terms of, like, just getting to it. Detroit known for the hustle, like, especially from the east side.
Yeah,
the east side, bro. You get to it, like.
Let's describe the hustle. Like, okay, I'm gonna, like, we're the Motor City, we're the Motown, so I feel like it's a lot of black businesses in, like, the city.
Yeah,
and, like, it's people that's working factory jobs and they got another business.
Yeah.
Like in my family, like some of them had plant jobs, now they got businesses. Some of them do both. So it's just like that constant grind, that constant doing different things.
Not being afraid to lose sleep either. But I stay up. Like when it's something I truly want,
yeah,
I be up, dog. Like I be up at the most odd times of night.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Like the same thing, like I don't gotta go into too much detail, but like working the job all day, 9 to 5, clock off,
from
6 to however long, I'm door dashing. You know what I'm saying? I got the Uber Eats going. You know and look, I ain't going to lie. The insurance. All right, so I had a certain amount of time on my Uber Eats account that I could, like, do it before they, like, shut my account down. Because I couldn't provide the information that they needed. They said, you got 14 days. So instead of me tripping about, like, bro, just accept the documents, this, the boom, 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 I'm like, all right, 14 days, can I get money out of the account every day that I do it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, bet. So I'm here, 14 days to me is, all right, I got 14 days to make as much money as possible. To some other people, 14 days left is like, oh, they freaking out, you know what I'm saying? So it's all in that perspective.
Like, oh, that's not enough time, so I'm not going to start in the first place.
Exactly.
I'm not gonna do it. Yeah.
That Detroit hustle teach you, like, all right, bet.
Something, a little something is something.
Something got a shake.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it's not even necessarily the amount of money I'm making. I talked about this in a, this episode that's supposed to come out, like, later, but I talked about this, like, the money part don't matter. It's, like, building that character within yourself.
Yeah.
That understands how to get to it.
Yeah. And getting rich off life too.
Yeah.
Cause like it's not the money itself. Yeah. It's like the traveling. It's the experience. The luxuries.
Yeah, and I'm cruising. Like, I like to do the Uber Eats, like in the rich neighborhoods. You know what I'm saying? Go see what they time out. Pull up.
Manifesting, looking at the houses.
Man, my first day doing Uber Eats, dog, I had a order to East Jefferson Estates. And just to see over there, like, the houses wasn't all that. But, like, the area is, like, in terms of the people that's over there, it was like, dang. Mm-hmm. And I was giving an order off. And I was like, nah. I see both sides of the door now. I know which side I want to be on. I ain't trying to just drop. I'm trying to open the door to get the Uber Eats, not to be dropping it off.
Yeah.
But you got to be on that other side of the door to get to the other side, because you got to know what it feel like to be down. Mm-hmm. Like, a lot of people don't like, you know, feeling sorry about themselves, but you got to understand what it feel like to be down, because then you're going to want to get up. Mm-hmm. Nothing can get you lower than rock bottom.
Yeah. And then I like to think of it like a chess game. Like, you got to be the pawn in order to feel like the king or the queen,
because they're the first movers. Like,
they're the first movers.
I mean, I guess the knight can move sometimes, but like,
them
openings ain't really cooking. You know, the pawn is like the first step of defense, and it's the smallest piece on the board.
Mm-hmm.
But the pawn can turn into a queen.
It can.
It got to get all the way down the board first, though. It had to start with being a pawn. Yeah. Dang, that was tough.
That was tough.
But even back to what I was saying, it's not about getting the money or, you know, saving, stacking, like, it is, but I think I heard Nipsey Hussle say, like, he don't be budgeting. And ever since I heard him say that, I was like, yeah, I'm not budgeting no more. It's just in terms of, like, getting to it and letting it build. And where was I connecting to? Oh, yeah, it's not about the money. Because, oh, my God, I've touched money. Like, I'm not trying to say I'm the richest man ever. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm still, you know, coming up. But, like, in my lifetime, I've touched hundreds of thousands of dollars. Like, even if it's not physical money, acquisitions or like what they call them, assets. I've touched these type of, you know, I'm like, I've been around money. So I understand that that's not what gives you happiness. You can have all that stuff and be empty.
Okay, I want to further cook on that. So I feel like finances was a really big thing for me this year, just because, like, I was paying my own bills for the first time. And then that's when I kind of realized, like, money don't even matter. I was living basically check to check.
Yeah.
Like, if one, like, one, it was a couple of times my job, like, didn't approve my check in time. Once. So I had to wait 2 weeks. I had to hustle in between that time. But it's crazy that 70% of Americans live check to check. Like, it's crazy. And it's crazy, like, right after, like entering adulthood, this is what I'm doing. But, like, I'm chilling.
I'm
like,
cooling.
Rent was paid.
Yeah.
I was fed. It was some, it was like, four nights maybe out the month.
Yeah.
Sometimes I have to eat sleep, but you know, it was cool. It gave me that character development, and it made me stretch a dollar for a week, $7. Like, and I feel like I really got good with it. So like, I don't be budgeting. It's like, okay, I got like this brainstorm, this idea.
Yeah, this idea what I got. This is how much I got to spend. I'll throw this away. You know, I'll put this away right quick and forget about it.
Yeah.
So it's up. Yeah. But other than that, over budgeting is just like, it's not the way to live. You know, because then I live my life in anxiety. If I want some, I got to accept the consequences to getting it.
Yeah.
So I want this pair of shoes, and they $100. I only got $200. I got to accept first in my head that I can live a week or whenever the next paycheck coming off of $100.
Yeah.
How can I split this $100 up?
Yeah.
Do I got to, like, starve on Monday, eat Tuesday, starve on Wednesday, eat Thursday? Do I got to go, you know, spend some more money to make money? Because scared money don't make money.
Yeah.
And I'm finally starting to understand what that means. And then you know, the most basic way to say it would probably be with the Uber Eats. Now, I got a good, I got a car that's good on gas mileage. Bless, you know, some people.
Yes, bless the red rooster.
Oh, God, bro. Oh, my God. I love that little Ford Focus. I would drive it until it can't drive no more.
Yes.
But it's like, okay, I made $30 today on Uber Eats. The way my tank filled, like, the way my tank fills up, gas, like, $3 is some change. I only need 10 to get, you know, back to half or whatever I need.
Yeah.
Now I got $20 profit.
Yeah.
Some people hold 30, got to go back into the tank, and they canceling out. So it's all about finding those nuances. And then I just be believing. Sometimes you just got to be delusional to the point where it's like, it's going to get figured out.
Yeah.
Like, I drive my car until, like, the gas, like, almost on E, and I'd be like, I'm not spending none of this money in this account. Somebody gonna pay for this gas.
Yes. That's so real.
Somebody is like, gonna pay for
I'm
this gas.
I'm not paying for this. Somebody go pay. That's so real.
The gas is gonna get paid for it. You know? Yeah. Don't live your whole life for tomorrow sometimes.
Yeah.
It's sort of like
living in the moment, being present. And when you're present, like, it takes that anxiety away. Because it's like, I'm not no longer contemplating the past, on my past mistakes, my past whatever. And I'm not too worried about the future. I'm just existing. I'm just living. And, like, it's so relaxing when you can regulate your nervous system to be just right here.
Yeah, before we even get into that, it's a balance between, what was I saying? Excuse me. It's a balance between sort of living for tomorrow and then just living in the present moment today. You got to find a way to, like, it's like ping pong. Some days it's going to be on, some days it's going to be off. Or any type of sport. Some days you're going to be on, some days you're going to be off. And that's when trusting your gut sort of, like, come into play. So some days I'll be, you know, short on gas and I'll be like, all right, let me get home right quick because I'm not sure. I know I got places to be tomorrow and I know this amount of gas can get me there. And then other days it's like, no, I'm driving this until they go to E. You know what I'm saying? And then tomorrow I'm going to figure it out. So it's like when to roll the dice. You got to know when to hold them and when to fold them. That's like, that's a really good quote. It's like you got to know when to hold them, go all in, or just sit back, chill,
and then when
relax.
You make the wrong decision, you just got to learn from it.
No, for real, though. Yes. Like, it's all right. It's
that's cool.
You're next time. I think something that I didn't really understand for a really long time is I'm not going to die. Say everything goes wrong. If I die, then I don't have anything to worry about.
Yeah.
And then on the other hand, I'm not gonna die, so I'm gonna be all right.
Yeah.
So either way, I'm gonna be straight.
That's a quote I swear I start like coming up with. But did I die?
Yeah.
Am
right.
I still here?
Yeah.
I can still change shit for tomorrow.
Yeah.
Like,
I can still move. Wait, hold on. I still got my legs. I still got my eyes. I still got my ears. I still got my hands.
I still got my knowledge. I still got my So it's like,
I still got a phone. I still got a charger. I still got a house.
Like what?
Oh, I'm cooling. And I don't got to worry about taking no loans out right now. So using my youth to my advantage is really like you get away with a lot of stuff because you're young.
Yeah.
Ain't that right, Kyle?
Most definitely.
Yeah.
And Kyle always ready with this.
That's real.
But no, though. Yeah, it's just sort of.
Yeah.
It's not even nowhere more deeper to get into that.
Yeah. Well, close enough on finances. Because I think it's a big, like, money makes the world go round. At the end of the day, like, everyone's going to college in order to get a degree so they can make more money.
Right.
But money is just a cool tool once you kind of, not master it, because I most definitely didn't master it yet. I got a longs away, but I feel like understanding what pennies can do, how to move pennies.
Right.
Like, at first, I used to be mad at my parents because I'm like, help me with rent, you can help me with gas. And it was like, no, you gotta thug it out.
Yeah,
like this is you all from here. And I was like, but we got enough. But it really gave me that hustle, like, all right, I'm gonna show them.
You gotta like push the bird out the nest.
Yeah. You really do.
You can't just baby the bird the whole, it'll never learn
you
how to. It's
knock
like real
the nest.
It's,
over.
It's
you
an
can't
entire
even push. You gotta knock it over.
Dude, you just throw it off, like, because it's nothing better than feeling that sense of abandonment and then getting it from the gutter, getting it from the mud.
Mm-hmm. And then you could always come back to the nest once your wings.
Well, you can just fly back home. You know what I'm saying?
Home.
But it's, you got to go into that dark time, that dark period to where it's like you feel like you ain't got nothing. Hey, Kyle, it's been nice when we been at USC, dog. We don't even know what's.
Yeah, bro. Yo. Oh, my God. So many,
bro. Bro, being in LA, it's fun. Like, when you're a college student, it's cool to a certain extent. Because, like, Kyle, I take you as a person. You don't really, like, asking for much. You like to have it on your own, huh?
Yeah, bro. I hate asking for stuff.
Yeah, so it's like we'll be out there. And it's sometimes it's just no way to make no money. And you sort of just got to figure it out. Mm-hmm. Especially being in, like, you put in positions to where it's like, I'm pretty sure me and him got, like, one of the same reasons. We went there. You went to USC to succeed, huh?
Most definitely.
So that's what we know we want. We understand that. USC is far away, especially from him. He opposite coast.
Mm-hmm.
But we out here for a reason. So let's remember in that reason.
Yeah.
Even when the darkest times come, because I'm pretty sure like every college student can sort of relate. You got a test the next day. You ain't even study for it.
Mm-hmm.
You ever? You ain't even know it existed.
Uh-uh.
teacher like, yeah, we got that test tomorrow. You like, what? Mm-hmm. You're like, yeah, it was in the syllabus. You ain't read it? No. Like, why you ain't saying that? Yeah. So it's like, all right, what I'm going to do? How I'm going to get to the library tonight while I got all this other stuff on my plate? Yeah. My grandma say sometimes you got to jump off the bridge and build your wings on the way down. Thank you, Gritty. But
what's your
granny
is that?
The only one that's alive.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. My memory is shot. Like, I'm sorry.
No. Oh, my phone go down, so it's on 22. Anyways, what was he talking about? Oh, yeah, so how I'm going to balance all this schoolwork, get to the library, study, and, like, yeah, studying cool, but now I got to remember the information. Yeah. And then I got a full day of classes the next day. What sacrifices am I going to make? Am I going to every single class? Am I going to do every single assignment? Can I get an extension on this assignment? Am I cool with this teacher? So it's sort of, all right, let me see how I can play this before I even play it. Like, I start to go into go mode. Like, I know I can't do everything at once as much as I would love to.
Yeah.
But, no, you just got to know how to play it. Some teachers are more lenient. So if it's like a GE, boom, look, professors, yada, yada, yada. He ain't going to do no follow-ups or not. So-and-so happened. This happened. Boom, 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 boom. I need a little extra time. All right, granted. So I got another couple days on that assignment.
Yeah.
Another teacher. Is this due tomorrow? Well, no, you know, don't even turn the assignment in. You good. You know what I'm saying? So you're getting lucky, but you got to check these boxes off. Yeah. And then you like, boom, now I feel safer, you know, preparing for this test. And then sometimes life just work out for you. Mm-hmm. Oh, you remember the last week of school, everybody started protesting?
Oh, the helicopters 24/7.
Dog, it was crazy. And we like,
was it for Palestine?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so it was crazy. They camping outside, LAPD all on the campus, you know, raiding all the stuff.
ID to get into campus.
Yeah, campus lockdown. I remember I was off campus one time. And it's like 8, 9 o'clock. It's dark outside. I get a call like, Austin, you know the campus shut down. I'm like, huh? What you mean? Like, I can't get on? They like, nah, nobody can get in or out. So I'm sitting there like, bruh, what I'm going to do? But, and I had class the next day. Like, I had stuff to do. It was, I think it was like a Thursday or something. But, no. So, yeah, sometimes life just work out. Yeah. Man,
and
I ain't.
Sometimes it don't.
No, listen, sometimes this time it do. This time it do.
But, like, I feel like I really had to learn that this year.
Okay.
It was like, I didn't ask for an extension at least like 8 times, and I want to say like 7 out of 8, I got it. And that's not good.
Yeah.
I mean, like, of course I love the power of manifestation and stuff like that, but like now I'm trying to like when I get told no, it's like, all right, I can't get mad at the professor. I can't.
Right.
I got to just accept my L.
Yeah.
So also with that, like, of course we're always going to hope for the best. We always hope for grace, but sometimes I'll be wanting to get rejected.
Like, yeah, right, low key.
Tell me no.
Yeah.
Bring me back down a little bit.
Humble you a little bit. Yeah. But back to the story, though. So, it's finals week.
Yeah.
And we all trying to figure out how is we going to get out of these finals. I had an econ final. I had a 10-page paper due. Mm-hmm. I had another final I had to do. And I'm like, bro, there's no way I'm going to make it through. I think I had finals back-to-back-to-back days. Mm-hmm. And when you get a week to study for it, I want to say that week, it was just a lot going on. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I'm fried. Like, it's literally nothing I can do. So I'm trying to study. Mm-hmm. Oh, Lord. I'm trying to study. But, dog, I got so blessed that my econ professor was like, what'd he say? He said, I'll just take the average of your first two finals, and that'll be your final grade. No way I'm getting anything higher than what the average was. Got that out the way. The other professor, instead of it being like a in-person test, it was like a take-home paper I had to write. Mm-hmm. Got that out the way. Mm-hmm. I think I had another test that ended up going good. And then I had, I forget my second semester thing. My Pilates was easy. All of the other stuff was easy. But it was like everything worked out. And I got so blessed. I was able to have, instead of like, grinding until like the, no, I was gonna finish early anyway. I finished even earlier than what I was gonna finish. Then I was able to like get everything else together because I was that same week I was gonna have to pack for Barcelona. So it was like, oh my God, everything's going on. So yeah. Sometimes when your character is good, things sort of just play out the way it's supposed to.
Yeah.
And one thing, Kyle, I'm not going to hold you. One thing I've been noticing about New York is whatever version of New York you get reflects your character. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, nah, most definitely.
Yeah, because you like a laid-back guy, so I don't take you to be rushing everywhere, huh? But nah. It's still a fast-paced city.
Yeah.
And so you sort of get that preconceived notion. Is that the word? Yeah, preconceived notion that everything is going to move fast. Everybody's going to be stressed out. Like, we was asking an Uber driver, like, yo, how's New York for you? And he was like, it's stressful, it's fast. But we got to remember, he an Uber driver. So he's seeing the energy he getting from people hopping in the car is going right into him. Mm-hmm. He carries that. So it's like, dang.
And
so
that's when we first came.
Yeah, and so now I started to notice. I'm like, no, I ain't really stressed or I ain't really rushing or nothing. And then Kyle, like, one of the most laid-back dudes I know, and I don't never see him tripping. So I'm like, it can't be that bad. So, yeah, so wherever you at, your circumstance is just reflecting your character. So if you want the circumstance to change, look at your character. See how you already live in life. Mm-hmm. See if it's you that's moving fast-paced and that's what's around you. Yeah. Because the universe's job, I say this a lot, is to just reflect or give you whatever you ask for. And you can ask for $1 million, but if you ask for $1 million quick, you got to accept both sides of the coin. I'm going to give it to you quick, and I'm going to take it quick. So you could touch $1 million in a lifetime, you wouldn't even know it. Mm-hmm. Because you waiting on this one-time, big-time payment of $1 million to just hit your account. Mm-hmm. That's not how it works. Yeah. You want to see the money and be able to see it into the future, you ask for wealth. You want money that's going to come and go, you ask for $1 million. I can give you $1 million worth of stuff, but you wasn't specific on how you asked for it. So I could, I can give it to you over time. You didn't say you wanted it all right now. Mm-hmm. But even if you do, that's kind of impossible. Like, come on, dog. Like, be realistic with what you're asking for.
Yeah. But, I like that. Also, with making it through, what was your exact words?
What?
Making it through. You said, like,
Figuring it out.
Oh,
yeah.
Another thing with figuring it out is, like, using all your resources. All the
exhaust them.
Literally. And then, like, looking at resources you didn't even think you had.
Right.
So, asking questions, asking around. And I think for the last 6 months, I've really been pulling a lot from, like, my family,
mm-hmm.
my dad especially.
Mm-hmm.
Like, asking him how he kind of operates, because he's a really big mentor in my life. He changed his life. Like, growing up, it was like a 180. Like, at first, we used to live on the west side, 7 Mile Puritan, back in the hood. Like, you know, was sleeping on the floor. And then now, we're, like, on the Bolts. Now, like, I'm getting dropped off at Sprinter's. So I ask him a lot about, like, how did he have that mentality? Because he's been put down a lot, and he's like, you just got to keep ducking. You got to keep growing, and you got to pull from everybody, talk to everybody. And he didn't have a lot of mentorship, so a lot of that he just kind of found within himself. So I feel like I've been doing a lot of inner searching with that reflection and then changing my perspective of the world, because it's a reflection. So I feel like that kind of changed how I live my life. So now I'm always more present than I was.
Mm-hmm. And then another important thing is to introduce yourself to everybody in the room. Mm-hmm. Like, Kyle, I'm not going to hold you. I thought my man's back there with CK.
Yeah.
I thought my man's back there was the dude who was hooking us up. That's why I had to say something. But even then, I still said something, because it don't make him no less of a person just because he's not the one giving me what I'm about to use right now. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what benefit he'll have for me in my future or what I can give to him.
Yeah.
But it's important to sort of just
acknowledge
his presence. Like,
you gotta acknowledge the garbage man, the custodian, just as much you acknowledge the CEO. Like, you have to say, hey, what's up?
It was good. You know, I'm not knowing what type of day CK have. You know, he could have been having the worst day of his life, and I said, what's up, and that changed the whole narrative. Or I tell him what the podcast is about, he tell me what his about, and then boom, now I got another guest in the future. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, things like that happen because of the small, not nuances, but just the small interactions that happen in life.
Mm-hmm.
Those are important to pay attention to. And in terms of the resources, I've been exhausting my uncle this year. And because he works, I don't know, a lot of people don't know what Sound Mind, Sound Body is. But Sound Mind, Sound Body is a nonprofit in Detroit. And we started out with football, but now we sort of just inner city youth development. And we utilize the things that kids are good at, which are extracurricular activities, and we let that be the driving point, and then we give them everything else they need. Mm-hmm. Give me a reason to be there, which is the sports, and we'll give you the rest of the tools at the same time. Mm-hmm. So if I can get you here with sports, it's all about getting kids to show up mm-hmm. in the inner city for sure. A lot of these kids don't have rides anywhere, or the parents don't feel like doing it because they don't see the bigger picture in it, or mom too tired. She think y'all on some other stuff, so I ain't about to bring my son to practice for an hour to be with some coaches. I don't even know. There's a lot of excuses that happen, especially in the inner city. So it's like, how can we get these kids to show up? And that's through sports. If a kid really likes sports and you give a parent the opportunity to be engaged and have something to do with it, 9 times out of 10, they're going to do it. And even if they can't engage, giving them the opportunity to be and them being able to decline it, it's still going to get the kid to where we need to be. Right now, it's not about the parent. We got to see the kid. So we get the kid there, and now we're doing SAT prep. Now we bringing mentors around them. Now we giving them more opportunities to be seen by celebrities or things of that nature, like how the NFL draft was in Detroit this year. Somebody played a big part in that in its own little way. And we had a lot of the NFL players come through. We got a lot of NFL alumni, and it goes deeper than that. We were supposed to have a city council meeting at our building, but some things didn't shake the right way, and they, you know, went the other separate ways. But now we understand what we need to fix. So it sort of gave me that level of stress. Now I can prepare for this, and then the situation don't even happen, so now I'm just prepared. And now I know how to move in the future. Mm-hmm. So now we need to get them every other reason not to find another venue. Yeah. Make them feel like, yeah, this is the only place you can go. Yeah. Now we know what we're missing. You know what I'm saying? Before we ain't know, it was a first-time thing, but boom, yeah on that. And so my uncle been putting me in positions to where I can learn how to operate in any field that I want to. Yeah. I wrote a grant this week. I did a lot of data entry. I was learning how to do background checks. So it's like I know how to do these things. And, again, it's not about the money aspect. So it's not about just the tasks that I'm doing. Okay, writing a grant is cool. Doing a background check is cool. Data entry is cool. But it's the skill. Yeah. Now I got the writing skill of writing a grant. Now I can write anything. If you can write a grant, you can write a persuasive essay. Mm-hmm. If you can write a persuasive essay, you can write a pitch to a company. If you can write a pitch to a company, you can pitch to a company. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. Just for me, practicing writing a grant and then all the things that I can see come out of it mm-hmm. is what's really important. The data entry, how can I use that? Now I might just be good at accounting when I get to school because I know how to get numbers in the system. Mm-hmm. Now I know how to do the little shortcuts on Google Sheets. Mm-hmm. So
or
boom.
Analyzing patterns.
Yeah, so I can analyze the patterns. I know how to do tedious work at the same time, but even with accounting. I understand the numbers. I'm familiar with Google Sheets. I could do little things for a really long time. Let's see, data input. The background checks. I understand what I need to do a background check. Like, that is like that probably might be like the one thing that's straightforward. All I need is your name, your birthday, and that's pretty much it, like your suffix. Stuff like that. And $10, and boom, straight like that, background check. And I got everything. You know what I mean? So it's like, I understand how to operate in those different fields. And that's going to help me in the future yeah. before, like, more than I even know
same,
right now.
Same. So I done had about 3 different jobs over the last 6 months.
Right.
So first I was just working as, like, a front desk receptionist, like, just chilling. And then the opportunity came around. It was like, you know what? I think you have a nice voice. I think, you know, we can use you for our podcast and mm-hmm. like make it more student led instead of doing just U of M faculty and alumni.
Right.
So I was like, okay, bet. And then I was shocked because I am quiet as a mouse. Like I, you know, when I talk, but I don't talk that much. So I was very shocked that they kind of looked at me as a voice, especially representing like a really big demographic of people, mm-hmm. Of students, and then being like the 4% of the students. So it's that was odd to me mm-hmm. at the same time. I kind of accepted that, and then I learned how to talk. I learned how to communicate. I learned how to add my own flair to whatever topic I was given, so that was really cool. And then now that I'm kind of entering politics, it's so interesting understanding not only the grassroots of it, the true community of it, who really needs it, mm-hmm. why they need it, mm-hmm. and, like, what they need in order to make everything better. So it's been really cool looking at that whole network of things. And not looking at it as like a votes thing or people just want positions of power without having the responsibility that comes with it, with mm-hmm. governing a whole institute of different diverse people with diverse needs and stuff. So I feel like I've really just expanded my perspective and my eyes are like open because I was present, because I was just learning from it. So it's been a lot. Data entry, that's cool too. I've been doing a lot with that. The fact that I'm trusted with like Social Security numbers and so many things from the state of Michigan, and then seeing like what the access to education does when it's free, you know, because it's so crazy how much I feel like college does prepare you when you use it right.
Because you can be in there and just like floating around above my head. I like doing that above my head.
But when you make it like yours, when you make the campus yours, you make the professors yours, when you exalt that name of the institution, when it really changes a lot of different things and the doors, you know, you can open. So that's been really cool to see during my first year.
Yeah.
And so, like, being grounded and where I come from, rooted in my city, rooted in the problems and the struggles of it.
Yeah.
And then kind of expand into, like, solutions and problem solving. It's just been real cool.
Yeah. And then just taking that with you later. And that's what sort of, oh, that's what I was going to get into. Like, dang, I'm blanking on it. I know what it is. Your future, you can only see so much. You're not, how do I want to put this? It's really good. I want you to know it's really good.
Okay.
But it's you can only work with what you have right now. Your current mindset is only with everything that has happened to you up to this point.
Yes.
So if you feel like something is pointless right now, it may be of a lot of use to you later on in the future. And then when you get there, it's going to click. You're going to be like, oh, I learned this 3 years ago. I thought this was like, I didn't think pointless. I was going to use it. I thought this was pointless. I didn't think they was going to use it. And then, boom, now you're using it.
Yeah.
And so you sort of become grateful that everything in your life happens. You know, missing the bus. Now I understand bus schedules. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Taking the subway. Mm-hmm. Now I know how to get from point A to point B, two types of ways. That's why I really like taking the, did you take the Metro a lot in L.A., Kyle?
Nah.
But you was Uber?
Yeah. It violated my pockets, I ain't gonna lie, but I was not getting on the Metro in L.A. It's crazy.
It is a crazy environment. I remember we was on the train, and we was like talking to some dude. We was chilling, we cooling, talking, laughing. Now he doing crack, you know what I'm saying? So, like, right there next to us, we he just needed his hit, though, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, bro. Yeah. I remember one time.
Now you got that perspective.
Oh, my God. This was the craziest thing ever. This probably has nothing to do with anything, but I had to get the story up.
Okay.
I went to Santa Monica by myself one time. And I think I had, like, the day off of class or something like that. Nobody was doing nothing. I was like, I'm going to the beach. So I went to the beach. I want to say I was on my way back. And, this lady just started talking to me. I ain't know what she was talking about. And I'm like, yeah. And I'm just trying to, I don't like being rude or like turning away. Cause like, what if me turning away was like her last straw? And then no more the lady, you know? So it's like, I sort of got to give her my time. Cause I didn't mind. I'm not doing nothing. You know what I'm saying? So I listened to her. Skip forward like 3.5 months.
Yeah.
I'm sitting down waiting on the bus to get somewhere.
Yeah.
I see the same lady get off the bus. I'm like, what are the odds? I see her again. But I ain't say nothing this time. I wasn't trying to talk again. But it was like, it was crazy. I saw her twice, and it's a complete stranger. And that wasn't the first time I ran into a complete stranger more than once. I'm like, what are the odds? Like, what is going on here? Mm-hmm. Another thing I really like to say is it's not luck. It's alignment.
Yes.
Yeah, talk about it.
Yeah, we've been talking a lot about that. It's not luck, it's alignment. So for the longest, I've always been like, I've been scared of my own success. Like, I've been why am I always given these opportunities? Like, somebody who came from where I come from, they shouldn't be given these opportunities. They shouldn't have these big dreams bigger than me.
Right.
Like, so, like, you know, and then it's almost like I don't even ask for it. Like, I was telling you, like, I don't apply for jobs. They just find me.
Yeah.
So, and for the longest, I was like, the luck is, it's going to run out. Like, it's going to stop.
It's not.
When I mess up, even when I have error after error, even it doesn't, because it's alignment.
Yeah.
It's clearly something in my character aligns with these positions, with responsibility. Clearly something in my character aligns with the lifestyle that I'm living, because I feel like I've been living a real soft life. I don't have a lot of problems, you know what I mean? Like, Not really.
Ain't never tripping.
I ain't never tripping.
It ain't nothing big to trip over. It's, yeah. It's kind of fun to trip over the small stuff because we ain't getting no problems. Stuff get a little bit boring. Yeah. But I feel like everything in life is a problem. It's just the perspective of that problem. That's how it goes.
Yeah. And then just showing gratitude even for the problems. Because I have good problems. Mm-hmm. I don't have to worry about a lot of stuff like a lot of my peers, a lot of my counterparts are worrying about. Mm-hmm. And I think showing a lot of gratitude, a lot of grace, and just knowing like it's a line. So yeah. It's no changing that. Running out. It's just this is my position. Mm-hmm. This is my responsibility. Mm-hmm. All I can do is make best with do.
Yeah. Now, look, it's a lump. The mindset I used to have was too many good things are happening at once, or like, mm-hmm. too many good things are happening in a row. Mm-hmm. Now something bad's gonna happen. But yeah. No, it's not really like that. And I was listening, I remember the day I heard this. Something that's crazy with my memory is I won't remember something you told me 10 minutes ago, but I remember what I was doing on an exact date, and an exact time, and an exact place, what I had on 10 years ago. Like, I could bring that back. But I remember. Back during quarantine, I was in the basement, and this one I had this, like, stupid hard schedule, like, just for myself. Like, this is quarantine. Like, I don't have to get up for anything.
Yeah.
But I would get up at 3 in the morning, work out, go back upstairs, sleep, wake up again at 7, right before my first class, do another little workout, go to class, work out during lunch, go back to class, and then, like, thing workout after like, I was just I don't know I was like 14 15 I was like 14 or 15 yeah. And I'm doing all of this just because I wanted the mindset. I didn't expect me to become a millionaire in the next 2 months at 15 chilling in the crib, but I like to put myself through just strenuous things. Uh-huh. So that later down the line it's nothing you can tell me. Like, yeah. It's nothing you could do to me that's gonna make me trip any more than I've tripped before. You're going to have to present something I didn't even prepare for to get a reaction out of me. Yeah. But even if you do, it's never really that serious to me anymore. Mm-hmm. But
so can you talk more about the discipline? Because it takes a lot of discipline to stick to a certain schedule,
yeah.
especially when you're not being told.
Right.
So talk more about discipline and like how discipline also makes you make it through life.
All right. So one thing, I want to say Austin came up with all the discipline. So really, it was my mom. So it's like, sort of, because me and my mom used to bump heads a lot. I was never, like, disrespectful to my mom, but my mom a hothead, and she had me earlier, like, young. So it's like, I'm a kid. She's not a kid, but she's not a grown woman. She got grown woman problems, but she's still growing, too, at the same time.
Yeah.
And so we would get into it. Like, I'd be talking back and stuff like this, or she'd be saying something. I'd be like, no. I'd be, like, just upset. I'm like, yay high. So there's no reason for me to even be talking back like this. And then I was conscious for no reason. So it's like she's saying stuff to me and I'm interpreting it and I'm saying stuff back. So mm-hmm. I'll say something back. She'd be like, like she'd be stuck. Like, how did this 4-year-old just say this back to me? Mm-hmm. But anyways, she always gave us, me and my sisters now, but when I was younger, it was me and my sister, a set of things to do. Like, you gotta, here, this is what we have to do. Is your homework done? Yes. Are your clothes folded? If not, go get them folded. I used to hate washing and ironing my clothes. I was 7, so I had a reason to hate it. But, like, what? Like, I don't want to. But she'd be like, if it's not washed, go do it right now or, like, else. Mm-hmm. Is they iron? Is they set out? So it's these things I got to think about. Are your chores done? I had a set of chores I had to do. Don't go to sleep with the kitchen dirty. So certain things like that I had to get accustomed to. And she would never let me live it. It was no room for slack. Like, sometimes I mess up, boom. She'd trip harder sometimes than others, but for the most part, it was, hey, is this done? And me getting that mentality, like, all right, let me get a set of things I have to do and get them done. I have to stay consistent on them or everything else is going to fall out of whack. Mm-hmm. So that was, like, sort of the basis. And then getting older, I always played sports, and I realized this the other day before I left the house. I've started on every sports team I've played in, like, played on. Like, I've started at whatever position I played in that sport. I'm like, dang, that's tough. But it's the sports that got me right. Mm-hmm. Sports, I can't just, look, one of my favorite ones was, okay, I practice Monday through Friday. Mm-hmm. If I take Saturday and Sunday off, that entire week of work I just did just went to shit. It's nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, even, yeah, I did a week's worth of work, but I took off Saturday and Sunday. Now I lost all the progress that I lost last week. It's easier to lose progress than gain it. You know what I'm saying? Excuse me, you take a day off, you might be fried. You know what I'm saying? So what can I do Saturday and Sunday that'll help me prepare for Monday through Friday? Mm-hmm. So Friday, boom, kind of tired. Saturday, I can stretch. Mm-hmm. I can read. I can walk. Sunday, I can actually lay down and relax. Mm-hmm. So instead of taking 2 days off, I'm taking 1 day off. But Sunday just getting me ready for Monday.
Yeah.
So I'm just, my mentality is, okay, I'm preparing. Like, mentally, Sunday was the mental day. So that's how, that's another discipline point. Having an end goal. What do I want out of this? That's another thing you got to have. You can't just be out here floating around. Mm-hmm. You're not going to get nowhere. You're going to be sitting there, and you're just going to be letting everything happen to you. Mm-hmm. Nothing's going to happen for you. It's going to happen to you. And so I had to have a goal in mind. No matter what the goal was at the time, I was like 4 years old. I wanted to go to the WWE. I'm nowhere near going to the WWE right now. But that gave me a grind factor. Like, I was doing push-ups because I wanted to be in the WWE. I was jumping off of stuff because I wanted to be in the because I wanted to be in the WWE. So it's like, what can I do to prepare for the goal that I want?
Yeah.
So keep a goal on you, and then you'll be disciplined. Mm-hmm. And then it's sometimes you just got that inner fire.
Yeah.
You just got that, I want it. I don't know why, but I want it. Yeah. I'm going to get to it.
Mm-hmm. So do you think, so what's your opinion, like short-term goals, long-term goals? Like, what's more important?
Oh, I love them. I love them, I love them, I love them. And you say, what's more important?
Mm-hmm. Like, in your opinion, what do you go by more?
I go by short-term goals more.
Okay.
Because it's good to have a pinnacle goal. Kyle, what you want to be when you grow up? What's your biggest goal?
Lawyer.
There we go. Kyle got the lawyer thing. You know, that's his biggest accolade that he want to create. Mm-hmm. And that's cool, but it's far. Mm-hmm. He still got to go through
undergraduate.
You got undergrad.
Undergrad. And then you got 3 years of law school.
Law school, the bar exam. And so a lawyer is a lawyer. Like, that's, it's a lot of things that fall under the umbrella of the lawyer.
Yeah.
So he can have that goal, but what if it shifts a little bit?
Yeah.
Kyle is in the music industry right now, or working in his studio. So it might go from, I just want to be a lawyer, to I want to be the person that read the contracts for the
contract law.
Yeah, the contract law. He still got all his short-term goals figured out because it was, all right, I need to go to class. I need to take the legal class. I need to go to law school. Those were all short-term goals. Those wasn't the biggest goals he ever had in his life. Mm-hmm. Well, at this point, nah. Maybe when he was a kid.
Yeah.
Kyle, is that what you always wanted to be?
Nah.
What you wanted to be when you was a kid?
Bro, like everything, bro. I don't even know.
That's so real.
But yeah. But yeah, so as he got older, he started to figure out law was something that he wanted to do. And yeah, so now his short-term goals is go to class, get the grades, boom, boom, yada, yada, yada. The lawyer's still up there, but that can slowly shift as he learns more about law.
Yeah, that's real.
Kyle, you don't know everything about law, do you?
Not
okay, so yeah, so he still got time to sort of change from wanting to be a lawyer to being something else with the same duties as a lawyer.
Yeah.
Like, wanting to be something else.
Interest, but like, yeah, still under that same umbrella. I feel like that was me when it comes down to like picking my major and stuff.
Yeah.
Because like I wanted to be everything. I wanted to be a doctor. Then I wanted to be like a medical lawyer. Mm-hmm. Then like, it still changes.
Yeah.
But like, I start looking at my short term. Mm-hmm. Like, how about I get like an interdisciplinary degree?
Yeah.
Where, you know, it's beneficial in the future,
mm-hmm.
but it's like a whole bunch of stuff I can do.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can slowly shift those short-term goals into the long-term goal.
Yeah. So, yeah. So it's, that's why I say short-term goal.
Yeah.
I want to do that without talking about myself, but yeah. I can get into my perspective on it. Yeah. So the short-term goals is they are there immediately almost. Mm-hmm. The longest I like to go is a year.
Okay.
The second longest I like to go is 6 months. And then from there, I go from, like, maybe a week, a month, to 3 months. I try to break it up into things that I can actually see.
Yeah.
A week has 7 days, so I got 7 days to complete this goal.
Yeah.
A day has 24 hours, so I got at least 8 hours to complete the goal, you know what I'm saying? Because I got to sleep for part of that period.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of hard to do one-day goals. But if it's, like, tasks you can complete immediately,
mm-hmm.
those, like, little stepping stones.
Yeah.
But I say the goals is sort of, like, week has 7 days. Okay, a month has 4 weeks. Okay, I got 4 weeks to complete this goal.
Mm-hmm.
2 months is 2 months. 3 months is 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
6 months is half a year.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, okay, how can I set these short-term goals up?
Let's talk more about this 6 months. What can
change? 6 months?
What can change in 6 months?
Wait, hold on. Didn't we give 6 month goals in the last one?
I think we did.
Oh, shit. I got to go back and listen to it to see if I completed any of those.
Okay, I can make a guess on my goals. I became more present.
Right.
I became more real.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, dang. Okay, go back to the question. Oh, Kobe. I love Kobe Bryant. Yeah. Anyways, go back to the 6 months. What was the question?
Like your goal. I don't remember. Like your goals, your expectations.
For the next 6 months?
No, talk about what you've gained.
In the last 6 months. I think we started the episode with that.
Not like that. Talk about how much can change in 6 months.
Oh, yeah. Your entire life can change in a year, a day, especially 6 months. But, like, the turntables of it. If somebody was like, Austin, they told me this in December, you're going to be in two different countries, a bunch of different states. This, and then you're gonna be in a podcast studio in New York. Yeah. Like, nigga, what, you crazy? I'd be like, what? Uh-huh. But look how everything shifted. Mm-hmm. I was able to hit. I hit 3 countries this year. I'm tripping. I forgot I went to Scotland. Mm-hmm. Dog. So it's like, my life went from always wanting to lead a country to hitting 3 of them joints in 1 year. Mm-hmm. And I always said,
in one season, one summer.
Yeah. And I always said, what did I say? Oh, I said, as soon as they let me out this mug once, all I got to do is something once. Mm-hmm. And then I got the hang of it.
Yeah.
Just don't, you better not teach me how to do something once, because then I got it. Because then I'm going to just, I got the basis of it. I see you do it. I'm like, all right, bet. Like, it only takes me a few tries to remember a card number. All right. And I still remember the card number in my head that got a lot of money on it.
Okay.
But no, let me. Almost started reciting it, but anyways. Anyways, it's sort of what is it? Oh no, just put me in a position once and I got it.
Yeah.
So it was like,
let me
like,
ride the bike one time. Let me drive the car one time.
And I'm good. I understand it. So it's like, boom. As soon as I step out the country, I'm doing it again. I think. Who did I tell? Was it you? I was like, yeah, I'm hitting 3 countries this year.
Yeah, you was.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, yeah, I'm like, bro, I'm hitting 3 countries this year. You like, I believe it when I see it. Like, all right, bet.
Say that,
no, you did. You did.
Did I?
Yes. You was like, I believe so. When I see it. I was like, all right, bet.
But that's still motivation, though.
Yeah, no, I know. I love hating on people. Like, hold on. Let me get to, like, hating on people first. Not hating, but, like my little cousin. I could encourage him all I want. I can just be behind all his goals and stuff and be like, yeah, you know, I believe in you. Sometimes you got to hit him with the, no, you're not. He could be like, what? He going to tell me you doing something. Be like, nah, you ain't going to do that. I don't believe you. And it's not that I don't believe in him, but I want to give him that push that be like, hold on, my cousin don't believe me. Because sometimes you got to step outside of your own mind.
That's so real, though.
It get hard. It can get hard in terms of wanting to do stuff when you just in your own mind. Because now you just, it's important to prove it to yourself, but we all got, like, those little mentors in our life that we want to prove something to. Even though it's probably not the healthiest to do all the time, I still want to do it. Like, I want to make my dad proud. I want to make my mom proud. And, I like just telling my little cousin, like, no, you're not. It's like sometimes, even though I fully believe in him, mm-hmm. I see it bring something out of him. And when he do it, he be like, I told you. I'll be like, you got me. Yeah. I was wrong. But, like, that's another thing in terms of, like, accepting in life. I don't mind being wrong. And I don't mind. I don't mind admitting when I'm wrong. You tell me I did something, I'm be like, yeah, I did. He be like, why you not battling me back on it? Like, people be, like, confused on, like, just accepting responsibility right then and there. But it's like, yeah, that happened. What you want me to do about it, y'all? You know, so.
And that goes more into character development.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like a lot can change in your character in 6 months. And, like, that development that, you know, somebody you love, you look up to telling you, nah, you can't do it. Like, that develops your character.
Mm-hmm.
Getting told no, that mm-hmm. develops your
yes.
character. Having to grind it from the mud, that develops character.
It gets you right.
So, and, like, I feel like we change every day. Like, each person, like, I don't be feeling like the same person I was 2 days ago. Like, I feel like I get new senses of self mm-hmm. all the time. And, like, my environment, like, going through different transitionary periods mm-hmm. or whatever. But without them transitionary periods, without them new roads, mm-hmm. new journeys, I wouldn't have the character development now. Like, wasn't I at the beginning? I was like, yeah, I just want to go to New York. Yeah. And then that's when, like, we made it happen.
Yes, sir.
Like, all right, let's go.
That's tough. That's tough.
So it's been, and then me, like, we live in a mid-sized city, so I'm not used to, like, a lot of people. But I was like, no, I want to go where the people at. I want to see all the different types of languages. I want to see the diversity. I want to see, like, this is the biggest city in the world. I want to see it. I want to experience it. And I want to survive it on my own.
Yes.
Without somebody holding my hand.
Yeah. Oh, maybe instead of hating, I'll say negative reinforcement.
That sounds better.
Hating sounds crazy.
Yeah.
Sometimes negative reinforcement can be counterproductive. But when you do it with the right people, it's exactly what they need.
Yes.
And back to the sports teams, I learned that, like, from coaching, is that you can't coach everybody the same.
Yeah.
You got to sort of learn how to adjust or know your personnel. Mm-hmm. That's one of my favorite things. That's a quarterback thing, but, like, know
you
your personnel.
You can't mentor everybody the same, too. Everybody needs different things.
And then something else that's also important is just having that coach that don't change for nobody. Because that take you out of always being tailored to. You know what I'm saying? And then it puts you in a position where it's like, damn, I got to listen to coach. Even though I hate being coached like this, I got to listen to coach.
Yeah.
Because he knows best. And we need those type of stubborn people in our life because it's like, all right, he's not going to change. I got to change.
Yeah.
And sometimes that change is really good. Sometimes that change works in your favor. But that don't happen if you don't run into somebody that's extremely stubborn.
Yes.
Pulled up on an hour. That's usually how long. So we got to do a part. What was this? Part three?
Part four.
Yeah, we got to do a part four now.
6 months from now.
Yeah. No, for real. Hold on. Where I'm going to be at a six? Actually, boom. Putting it out right now. 6 months. Something going to shake. I don't know. I feel like everything just going to
shift again.
Yeah. It's,
we go quantum leap into another time period.
Yeah, it's,
I feel like that's what we did.
I'm already knowing.
Like, it don't feel like 6 months. It feel like 6 years. It feel like, I don't know.
What my boy say? You watch Paid in Full, huh? Kyle?
Nah, I ain't gonna lie to you.
Can't be from...
Bro, chill, bro.
All right. He say, in 10 years, we gonna be in the Benzes or in the BMW. He's like, 10 years? 10 days. So next 6 months, something gonna shake. I can't tell you exactly what's gonna happen, but... I'm going to be in, like, positions that I never thought I'd be in a good way.
100%.
Again, like how I always do. It's just been working better and better. And I'm
just getting better and better at it.
Can't really complain.
Yeah.
I had some realizations yesterday, but I'll keep that. I got to wait till part four to, like, let it. Yeah. But, yeah, so what's my outro? Oh,
quote of the day. Are you from New York even? That's the outro. Do you have a big black puffer jacket even?
All right, Kyle, I'm calling on you. I need a quote of the day.
Quote of the day.
Just something you live by. It don't need, you know what I'm saying?
I say, just keep grinding, man. You just got to keep going. Can't never give up.
All right, bet. That's it.
Work.
Zaria out. You can't find me on social media.
If you see me, say what's up. Well, I'm posting it on my social. I don't really got to shout mine out. Did you stop it yet?
Nah.
Oh, let's stop it. You had to.